We're back once again with Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker, your host. Well, good to be with you and good to be discussing today healthy behaviors. If you hear, I've got a little bit of a cold, so perhaps I need to wash my hands more or cover my sneezes or stay away from people who don't. Anyway, we're here to talk about healthy lifestyles, healthy behaviors, is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, different than the retirement side, but just as important. And Hector, we're constantly hearing advice about how to stay healthy, how to get in better shape here in the still early days of 2015, and to get a better idea of what Americans are doing. Could you give us a feel for how Americans are doing? Is it a cyclical thing, just once a year everybody makes resolutions and then they fall by the wayside? Or are we as Americans actually getting healthier?
Well, our survey showed that people are doing some healthy behaviors. They're just not doing them enough. For example, with exercise, our survey results showed that people did 30 minutes a day of exercise at least once a week, and 40% exercise for 30 minutes a day four times a week or more. Well, that's great, but the CDC and the National Institutes of Health both recommend that we should be exercising 30 minutes a day, 5 to 7 days a week. So we're missing the mark. We're doing some of what we should be doing. And this isn't a heavy workout. This could be walking.
Yeah, you don't have to be at a gym going full throttle and with 80% heart rate. It is about moving, right?
Absolutely. We have on our website a link to a video called 23 and a half hours. And basically what it says is work out in some way, do something for 30 minutes a day. You can have the other 23 and a half hours for whatever you want, which I think is great advice.
Another key component to overall good health and well-being, of course, is sleep. Everybody likes the idea of it, but the fact is not enough of us get enough each and every day. How are Americans doing? Are they getting enough sleep?
I think the key result that we saw was that only 24% got 8 hours of sleep every night. And we know that you need 7 to 8 hours of sleep in order to maintain your health. And so this kind of sleep deprivation has impacts on people's day and their health overall.
Right. You see it in higher incidence of diabetes, heart disease. Sleep is a critical factor just as much as exercise. Back to another important part of this is eating well. And of course, there are very clear guidelines from federal agencies about how much fruits and vegetables we should be getting. How are we doing on the eating front?
Well, again, only 1 in 5 Americans eat 5 fruits or vegetables every day.
Real quickly here, Hector, before we're out of time, tobacco use. Is it up? Is it down? Are we making progress there?
It's significantly down, but I think that the main kind of surprising result from our survey was that nearly half, 47% of the uninsured population use tobacco at least once a week. So for all the other populations, the continuously insured, the newly insured, they don't use tobacco for the most part. But the uninsured are using tobacco products at least once a week.
Well, there's much more to read on transamericainstitute.org. Click on the Health Center and you can read about it, and also there's some terrific resources there. Hector, thanks as always, and we appreciate you tuning in for this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute here on WYPR, your NPR news station.